ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 474. ஸ்வஸ்ய வித்யா பந்த சம்பந்த மோக்ஷாத் சத்ய ஜானானந்த ரூபாத்மலப்தௌ சாஸ்திரம் யுக்திர் தேசிகோக்தி பிரமாணம் சாந்த சித்தா ஸ்வானுபூதி பிரமாணம். ஸோ இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா சங்கராச்சாரியா பாயிண்ட்ஸ் அவுட் தி சோர்சஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், the three factors which determine or which govern this knowledge, and the three factors are shruti, yukti and anubhava. Therefore, for some vagueness regarding this knowledge, take to all these three factors. So he says swasya avidya bandha sambandha mokshat satya jnana ananda roopa labdhihi. What is our goal in this spiritual sadhana? Atmalabdhihi is the goal. Attainment of my swarupam, that is the goal. Atma, Atma is my real nature. Labdhihi means attainment. So what is my swarupam? Satya jnana ananda rupa atma, which is satyam. Satyam is, you know, it is immortality, is my swarupam. And so I need not go after immortality at all. I need not go after security. In fact, most of the time our life is devoted to the pursuit of security only, in the form of possessions, in the form of people, all those. Vedanta says security is my very nature. Atma is ever secure. Anatma only is never secure, because kala, the time, is eternally attacking the body and all the possessions. We can never protect any possession from the attack of time, kala. Therefore, Atma is ever secure, and that ever secure Atma I have to get. Then Jnanam, Jnanam, which is the of the nature of the Nitya Chaitanya Rupam, that is that Jnanam. And Anandaha, Purnatvam, freedom from want, freedom from self-inadequacy at all levels, whether it is a physical level, emotional level or intellectual level, that is Purnatvam. So these three together form the nature of Atma. Satya, Jnana, Ananda Rupa Atma. Labdhihi, Labdhihi means attaining that Atma is my goal. And how do you attain that Atma? Again, we have to be careful. You never attain that Atma because it is your very nature. And therefore, there is only a figurative attainment, as though attainment. And how do you do that? By discovering the Atma through the removal of ignorance, anatma avidya. Therefore, avidya bandha sambandha mokshat. Moksha, moksha here means giving up. Tyagaha. Moksha is not liberation here, it is tyagaha. Tyagaha of what? Avidya bandha sambandaha. By giving up the association with avidyas bandaha, association with ignorance. They are primary bandhus. The ignorance, look at the tragedy. Ignorance is our primary bandhu. We have struck a relationship with ignorance. Avidya is the mother, out of whom all the samsara has started. And bandha, bandha means bondage. So ignorance and bondage are our twin relationship. Give up those two. That is avidya sambandha and bandha sambandha. So moksha, give up. And once you give up ignorance, by what? And that is understood. We don't have to add it here. Only by knowledge. Ignorance can be removed only by knowledge. That we have to supply. So jnanena avidya bandha sambandha mokshat. You remove the covering of ignorance, then already available Atma is discovered. And discovery of Atma is said to be the attainment of Atma. So when we say attainment of Atma, it is only discovery of Atma. And for this discovery, you have got three means that is going together. And those three are Shastra Uktihi, Deshikoktihi, Swanubhutihi cha Pramanam. Shastram. Shastram means stands for Shruti Pramanam. Shastra talks about Vedas, Vedanta, which includes Deshikoktihi. Deshikoktihi, the words of a guru. Deshika means Acharya. Acharya, a guru. Uktihi. Uktihi means the words. So, the teaching, the explanation or the commentary by the teacher. So, the words of the guru, they should go along with the Shastra. Because Shastra cannot fully communicate without the words of the guru. Because many ideas in the Shastras are only implicitly present. They are hidden. They have to be unearthed. They have to be made explicit by the guru. Therefore, Shastram and Deshikoktihi together is called Shruti Pramana. Then Yuktihi. Yuktihi is logic and reasoning. That is why we said Vedanta never asks us to suppress the intellect. Dayananda Swamiji, he talked about modern Vedanta. There are many people who ask us to suppress the intellect. And they think that using the intellect is academic study of Vedanta. Intellect is not useful in the field of Vedanta because Atma is beyond Buddhi. Therefore, suppress and remove the intellect. Sit in meditation and realize in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. That is the teaching. That's what these people do. It is a very, very unfortunate teaching. One should never transcend the intellect or suppress the intellect or remove the thoughts. One should use the intellect and logic. Who says? Shankaracharya says. So, Yuktihi. Then, why do we say intellect is useless then? We say mere intellect is useless and intellect along with Shastra, that is most useful. So, Shastra Sahita Buddhi is what we are talking about. Shastra Rahita Buddhi we condemn. So, reinforce the Buddhi with Shastra Pramanam. We saw in Kathopanishad, very clearly it was said, Drishyate tu agreya buddhya manasai vedam aptavyam yeshonur atma chetasam veditavyaha. Only through buddhi, atmajnanam can be attained. And once you have decided to use the intellect, you have to bring reasoning because buddhi knows only the language of reasoning. And therefore, Yukti Pramanam is very, very important. Intellect is to be criticized, but Shastra Sahita Buddhi, that is very, very necessary. Mere intellect alone only is criticized. Yuktihi. And then the third one is Anubhutihi. Anubhutihi means Anubhavaha. This is also another important word. Often it is mistaken. Anubhava is not any mystic experience. We talked about, not any human experience we talk about here, because we have already said Brahman is never an object of experience. And therefore, Brahma Anubhava does not exist. Then what do we mean by Anubhava here? It is the Anubhava that we already have. Therefore, Shruti and Yukti, they must be analyzed based on our already existing experience. Because Shastram uses our regular experience themselves for understanding Vedanta. Shastra never prescribes any extraordinary experience for Jnanam. Shastram uses the already available experiences that we experience every day. What are those? Two experiences are very primarily used to understand Vedanta, namely Sushupti and Swapna. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, there are two sections known as Swayam Jyoti Pramanam, Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam and Shariraka Brahmanam. These are two sections in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, one of the best presenting the teaching so comprehensively. They use Swapna Anubhava and Sushupti Anubhava. Swapna Anubhava is to show that a false duality can appear as real. Swapna Anubhava means the experience of dream. Is to show that a false reality, false duality can appear as real. Swapna is real or unreal? If we ask, we should counter question when. In Swapna, in dream, it appears solidly real. But we know it is not. And Sushupti Anubhava is to show, that is the sleep. Sushupti Anubhava is to show that duality is not our intrinsic nature. If it were, it would have been there all the time with me. The very fact that Dvaitam goes away during Sushupti indicates it is incidental. This is how Sushupti and Swapna are analyzed using our blessed intellect, Buddhi. And with the help of Shastra, we conclude that Dvaitam is incidental and Advaitam is intrinsic. My knowerhood is incidental or superficial, whereas the consciousness is intrinsic. For all these, what experience is required? Swapna, Sushupti alone. And of course, to listen to the class and analyze Swapna and Sushupti, we need Jagradavastha and Samadhi, all that thing. Therefore, in Jagradavastha, in waking state, we have to analyze the Avastha Traya Anubhavaha. All the three Avastha Traya Anubhavas, the Jagradavastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushupti Avastha, all of them. So, the entire Mandukya Upanishad is Avastha Traya Anubhava Vichara. Inquiry into the avastatrayas. Therefore, we require what? We require shruti, we require yukti, and we need avastatraya anubhava. And one should have the experience of sleep or sushupti, which you get yourself. Either you get yourself when you go to sleep or through maybe the Vedanta teacher. There, swa anubhutihi. So, avastatrayadi anubhavaha, which is antasiddhaha. There, they are within you, they are antasiddha, they are within you, obtaining all the time. Jagradavastha, Sushupti Avastha, Swapna Avastha, or we can reduce it into actually two anubhavas, Dvaita Anubhava, Jagradavastha and Swapna Avastha, and Sushupti Avastha for Advaita Anubhava. For the Dvaita Anubhava, you can use these two, Jagradavastha and Swapna Avastha, and for the Advaita Anubhava, we can call it a Sushupti Avastha. So we have both of them. Vedanta is not to give either Dvaita or Advaita experience, because we have both. Vedanta doesn't give us any experience at all. Then Vedanta is to give what? Which of these two is real and which one is incidental or superficial? So this understanding, which has to take place where? Only in the intellect. That is given by Vedanta, Vedanta Shastram. Therefore, Antasiddha Anubhutihi cha Pramanam. Shruti, Yukti, Anubhavas are the Pramanam. Shruti, Yukti and Anubhavas, all three, they are the Pramanam. Shloka 475. Bandho Mokshas Chatriptischa Chintarogya Kshudhadayaha Svenai Vavedya Yajnanam Pareshamanumanikam. By using Shruti, Yukti and Anubhava, I have to be convinced that Aham Satyam Jagat Mithya. That conviction is something belonging to what? Belonging to the intellect. Whether the conviction is there or not, who knows? Only I have to know. So Shankaracharya says, no one can tell whether the other person is a jnani or not. It is only a probability that we arrive at based on the conduct of a person using various other parameters. For example, we say, oh, he seems to be a jnani. How to find out whether the other person is hungry or not? I cannot find out. Only he has to feel, because these are all called swatasiddha, that obtains within oneself. The others cannot directly know them. Therefore, he gives the list of all those, and what are the things that one has to prove by oneself. What are those? Bandha. Whether I am a samsari or not, who knows? Only myself. And even if I repeated 1,000 times that you are liberated, you are liberated, you are liberated, I tell so many times in Vedanta lectures, who has to prove whether you are liberated or not? Only I know. So, bandha, the only person we know is bandha, and mokshascha, the sense of freedom, moksha, they are also subjective only. Then triptihi, It is not jnanam, it comes under jnana palam. Tripti is under jnana palam, which is an experience. Jnana palam is an experience, we have told all the time. Jnanam is not, jnana palam is an experience. Only we have said Brahman is not an experience, whereas Brahma jnanam is not an experience, but Brahma jnana palam is an experience. And one of the palams of Brahma jnanam is what? Is tripti, purnatvam. Result of Brahma jnanam is, so I am satisfied. And even if Yamadharmaraja comes, he has to come right now, I should be ready to go with him. I don't lack anything. I am purnaha. I won't miss anything also. So that is tripti. And then chinta. Chinta means the opposite of tripti. It's worry. When one has worry or not, I can never know. Only he knows. Seeing the face, I have to only infer. Whereas one can always train oneself to keep worry inside and smile outside. You know, many of these people, they do. So if many politicians and all that. And even if the face is not an index of mind for such people, it seems that they are some efficient people who pass the lie detector test, it seems. Efficient are expert liars. Therefore, outside action need not indicate internal condition. Only I know. And arogyam, whether I am healthy or not, who knows? There are some people who are physically very fit to see, but they have all possible diseases. And there are some people who look very sick, thin and all pale, but they are very healthy. Then kshud, kshud means hunger. Kshudhadayaha, adipatat, all other things also, all emotional conditions are also included. Svenaiva vedya, one has to know by oneself only. Others can never know whether I am muktaha or whether I am abaddaha. Tad jnanam paresham anumanikam bhavati. Whereas these inner conditions can only be inferred by others, and inference may not always be correct. This is why if someone has to give a list of liberated people, for example, if Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, is he liberated or not? Even when living, we cannot say whether someone is liberated or not. What is the question of Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Ramana Maharshi? Never ask such embarrassing questions at all. No one can know. We can only talk about the probability. And if their teachings are available, perhaps I can check with them with the Shastraic teachings. If there is a contradiction, it can create a doubt. If not, perhaps they have understood. There also, I can write exactly as the Shastras have written only. How do we know? Therefore, we can never say whether the other person is liberated or not. But thank God, we need not know also. Therefore, svenaiva vedya yad jnanam paresham anumanikam. Anumanikam means inferred. Shloka 476. Tatasthita bodhayanti guravashrutayo yata prajnaya ivatared vidvan ishvaranugrihitaya. Here Shankaracharya, he tells that guru and shastram can have only a limited contribution in the pursuit of spirituality. A lot of cooperation is required from the disciple also. It is unlike lifting a person from one place to another. Somebody is disabled. You can physically lift him and take him to another place. Swami Chinmayananda used to say, for example, guru is not a mule to carry you, the disciple, to moksha. It is a question of understanding. Therefore, the guru can provide the input, the necessary things for understanding, but the sishya must be able to receive and assimilate the teaching. If qualifications are required, the sishya has to acquire them. If mananam, nididhyasanam, all those are required, sishya has to do that. Even the teaching the guru can teach, sishya's mind is in the class or not, it is a big hope. What can guru do? Therefore, Shankaracharya says that guru and shastra can play a prominent role, but the sishya has to play his role. He says, Tatasthitaha bodhayanti. Yes, a beautiful example is given here to convey this idea. Suppose, for example, a person is caught up in a boat in the midst of a river and he doesn't know how to take the boat to shore. There are many dangers, there are rocks, there are whirlpools, all currents, all those things are there in the river. He has got the oar, but he doesn't know how to operate the oar and come to the shore. And there is another person who knows how to do that, how to direct the boat, how to use the oar, but cannot go to the boat. He is staying in the shore. He cannot reach the boat. Now this person on the shore, he shouts from the shore, you do this, you do that, all those things he can give instructions by this person. But the other person has to act according to the instruction. In the case of Vedanta, there is nothing to act. He has to only think in that direction. Guru is giving the direction of thinking, but the Shishya has to take it. Therefore he says, Tatasthitaha. This is the example. The expert oarsman, the guy who knows how to operate the oar and direct the boat, who is standing on the shore, and Bodhayanti, he instructs a person in the boat. Yatha, just as such people guide from the distance, similarly, tatha, we have to supply tatha here. Yatha tatasthitaha bodhayanti tatha. Guravaha and Shrutayaha cha bodhayanti. Guru and Shrutis, they can give the directions of thinking. And the student should be able to go along those lines. If you are not able to go along those lines, then you are not going to be convinced of Advaitic teaching. In spite of all commentaries from gurus, there is no depth for commentaries at all. Dvaitins, Visishtadvaitins are not convinced. So many other religious people who are not convinced. Guru can never take a vow that I will convince a Shishya. If Guru's aim is convincing the Shishya, Guru may even go mad, as Swamiji says. Never have the aim of convincing other people. You can only give the necessary arguments and supporting reason. That alone is in your hand. Karmani eva adhikaraha te. And after all these things go inside, whether the Shishya is going to be convinced or not, it depends upon so many factors, and many of which Guru has no control. Therefore, even at home also, never try to convince your spouse or children. You can give your arguments in favor of such conclusions at best. Whether those arguments will convince the other person or not, that is not in our hand. If you know this very well, we will never be frustrated in life. Otherwise, one will raise the voice, bang the table. We have seen all that, right? When they are not able to convince, they will get frustrated and physical reactions may happen because logic is not working. As someone said nicely, silencing a person is not convincing a person. One can silence a person by using power, but that is not convincing a person. Therefore, no guru has got an agenda of convincing the disciple. Every guru wants only to help him to discover himself. If the Shishya is convinced, he is lucky. Otherwise, guru will only pray for him. Therefore, prajnayaiva tared vidwan. An intelligent student should cross and reach the shore. Taranam means in keeping with that example, taranam. So, the intelligent student should reach the shore of moksha only by the application of his buddhi. That is why, to go back to the old example, the mirror example. A mirror can help me see my face, but only when my eyes are good. Similarly, my buddhi is like my eyes, and the shastram is like the mirror. Intellect and shastram have to go hand in hand. The guru will take care of the shastram part. Shishya has to take care of fine-tuning his intellect. Therefore, prajnehi prajneyaiva, only with the fine-tuned intellect, the Shishya has to cross the ocean of samsara. And not only that, he should have an intellect that is called purushartha. To have this intellect, fine-tuning your intellect is your free will. Because by your effort alone, you can fine-tune your intellect. Fine-tuning means what? Sadhana Chaturshtaya Sampatti. And Shankaracharya adds, even that is not enough. Ishvara Anugrahitaya. Ishvara Anugraha also is required. So Guru, Shishya's intellect and Ishvara Anugraha, all three are joined together. That the communication will culminate in the successful jnana. All these three are required. Shloka 477. Swanubhudya swayam jnatva swamatmanam akhanditam samsiddha susukam tishtet nirvikalpatmanatmani. So having received the teaching in the form of Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasana, Shravanam and Mananam, the student's role is what? Is Nididhyasana, which is the primary responsibility of the student, because teacher can never do Nididhyasanam for the student. At least in Shravanam, there is a 50-50, you know, probability that the responsibility, the student has to make the quiet mind available. Whereas in Nididhyasanam, it is the 100% responsibility of the student. In Shravanam, teacher teaches. He has to teach well. And student should make his mind quiet and make it available. 50-50 responsibility. Here it is 100%. So he says, swayam jnatva. Shishya has to know by himself using the Shruti Pramanam. Sva anubhutva aparokshataya. The student has to know himself as the self-evident consciousness, which is experienced not at the time of meditation, but which is experienced at all times. Pratibhota vidita viditataya aparokshataya. That's what should be experienced all the time. So having discovered oneself aparokshataya as the self-evident awareness, and what type of self it is? Akhanditam svam atmanam. He has to know himself or own up himself as Akhanda Chaitanyam. Akhanda Chaitanyam means the undivided consciousness, which means I am not even a knower. As long as I am a knower, I remain as a knower, that is what? That is this knower, known, knowing, or the instrument of division that is there, known as Triputi or Vikalpa. Is Triputi. Therefore, I have to claim myself as the pure consciousness which is not even a knower. Consciousness, you know, gets the knower, Chaitanyam gets the knower status only when it is associated with the intellect. How to prove that? In Jagratavastha and in Swapnavastha, that is the waking and in dream state, I am associated with an active intellect. Therefore, I become a knower and the Triputi is there. In Sushupti, in deep sleep, the active mind has become passive. It is no more a thinking mind. It is a resolved potential, a dormant mind. And therefore, I drop my knower status. And so, I don't experience the Triputi of knower, known and knowing. And so, when buddhi is active, I am knower. When it is resolved, I am not a knower. So, knowerhood is only an incidental status of mind. And what is my intrinsic nature? It is pramatra, pramana, prameya, vilakshana, chaitanyam. Nanta pragnyam, na bahi pragnyam, na prajnana ganam, chaitanyam. Vishwa taijasa pragya vilakshanam chaitanyam. Turiya rupam chaitanyam. It is that chaitanyam which is called here as akhanditam. And then samsiddhaha, becoming an accomplished person, a siddha purushaha, the one who is no more a sadhaka, who wants to accomplish. A sadhaka is the one who wants to accomplish any particular thing, who wants to know. Having known myself very clearly, I lose my sadhaka status and the sadhaka alone becomes a siddha purushaha later. A siddha purushaha means not one who materializes things. Normally we think siddha purushaha means a person who makes miracles and all that. So, sam siddhaha, is a jnani, a jivan mukta, whatever we want to call. And if I have understood my akhanda swarupam, then how will I remain in the world? Su sukham tishtet. One remains totally at peace with oneself. Atmaneva atmana tushtaha. We have seen it in Bhagavad Gita. Yastu atmariti revasyat atmatruptascha manavaha atmanyevacha santushta. So, sukham, susukham means I feel my life's mission is accomplished. And all other duties I have in the vyavaharika plane, their fulfillment or non-fulfillment has nothing to do with my purnatvam. Because in vyavaharika plane, you can never complete your duty. At any time, if a person dies, there will be some duties complete, some will be incomplete. Even if a person lives for 200 years, even at that time, there will be some incomplete duties also. Even if, for example, if you take the commentary for Viveka Chudamani by Swami Chandrasekhara Bharati of Sri Sharada Peetam Sringeri, from the Vyavaharika Drishti, we have to understand, from the Vyavaharika Drishti, it is incomplete since it is, the commentary is only up to Sloka 481. Whether the Acharya deliberately left it incomplete or it was God's will, we don't know. We don't probe into that. He was considered, Acharya is himself considered a Jivan Mukta. But the fact is, there are always incomplete tasks in Vyavaharika plane. My Purnatvam has nothing to do with the Apurnatvam of Ahankara. When you put Vyavaharika plane, it is the Apurnatvam of Ahankara. My Purnatvam is that of Sakshi's Purnatvam. Therefore, Susukham Tishtet. So, once of Sakshi's Purnatvam, then complaining of this Ahankara's Apurnatvam. And Nirvikalpa Atmana. In the form of Nirvikalpa Atma, he remains. Nirvikalpa Atma means what? Akhanda Atma of the first line, which means divisionless I or Triputiless I, Akhandita. He remains. And when we say that this wise person remains or abides in Brahman, there also, you know, one may think of duality. Acharya wants dispute everywhere. Since we use the expression that he remains in Brahman. It is like, for example, water remains in the cup. So there is water, there is cup, there is dual. This is called Adhara Adeya Sambandha in Vedanta. Adhara Adeya Sambandha. One may think similarly here also. And therefore Shankaracharya writes, Atmani Tishtet. He remains in himself. That means there is not even this Adhara Adeya Bhava because he is Atma. Shloka 478. Vedanta Siddhanta Niruktiresha Brahmaiva Jivasakalam Jagacham Akhanda Rupastitireva Mokshaha Brahmadvitiye Shrutaya Pramanam. So the teacher says, poor disciple, I will condense the whole Vedantic teaching for your benefit. And he says, Vedanta Siddhanta Niruktihi. Niruktihi generally means sarha here, the essence, the sutra rupam in this context. Normally Niruktihi means definition. Here it is just the essence, the gist, the capsule of what? Vedanta Siddhanta, the essential teaching of Vedanta Shastra. Vedanta here means Tatparya. Tatparya means the central theme here, the core of Vedanta. And what is that? Yesha is the following. First line is the introduction of the shloka. Following is the essence of Vedanta. And what is that? Sakalam jagat jivahacha brahmaiva. The whole universe, as well as all the living beings, the jivas in the universe. Therefore, sakalam jagat refers to the achetana prapancha and jivaha refers to the chetana jivas, the living beings occupying this universe. So, the bhoktru bhogya prapancha sakalam. Sakalam means without any exception, all of them. Without any exception means what? Including Ishvara also. Ishvara sakitam. is nothing but Brahmaiva. Everything is nothing but Brahman, which means there is no Ishvara other than Brahman. There is no Jagat or world other than Brahman. And there is no Jiva also other than Brahman. So Brahman plus Namarupa, number one, is Ishvara. Brahman plus Namarupa, number two, is Jiva. Brahman plus Namarupa, number three, is Jagat. So divisions belong to what? Divisions belong to only Namarupa. Substance is only Brahman. That is why we repeatedly say, in the vision of Vedanta, there is no matter. Matter is nothing but name and form only. The substance is only Chaitanyam. So this Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat, Idam Sarvam Brahmaiva, that is Vedanta. Then Shankaracharya gives a warning. When the Upanishad says Brahmaiva Idagum Sarvam, one might tend to conclude that there is some Brahman which is everything. Therefore, the Shastra replaces the word Brahman by Atma. Atma eva idagum sarvam. Which means the consciousness is not an object. The conscious principle is you yourself. Therefore, instead of saying Brahman is all, I should be able to convincingly say, I am everything. I put on the vesha of Ishvara, of Jiva, of Jagat. That alone actually in, that said in Taittiriya Upanishad very beautifully, Ahamannam, 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 Ahamannado, Ahamannado, Ahamannadaha, Ahaggashlo, Kakrit, Ahaggashlo, Kakrit, Ahaggashlo, Kakrit, Ahamannam, Aham Annadaha, Aham Shlokakrit. I am the knower, I am the known, and I am the connecting link also. Shloka Krita, that is the linking factor. Therefore, don't, you know, stop with Brahman. Brahman is everything. It has to be converted into I am everything. When you say Brahman is everything, one should be able to understand I am everything. And that is what is said in the second line. Akhanda Rupa Stitihi. Akhanda Rupa Stitihi, remaining in with the knowledge all the time that I am the undivided consciousness called Brahman. Not that it is deliberately remembered. Initially, it may be remembered deliberately, perhaps. Later, this wisdom must be there behind. Like what? Like the Tambura Shruti for a musician. We have always, you know, told this example earlier also many times. Even the musician thinks, you know, when he sings for 3-4 hours, all his songs are all in keeping with what? The Shruti. And our singing is what? Our singing for us, not like musicians. Our singing is our leading our life. Live in the world, but let there be the Tambura Shruti that I am all. Aham Purnaha Asmi. And Mokshaha, that alone is called Moksha. Not knowing is samsara, and not remembering is also samsara. Therefore, Shankaracharya wants, never forget this teaching. That alone is moksha. Non-forgetfulness, Vedanta, is moksha. And what is the source of this knowledge? Where do we get this knowledge? Do I get it in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi? Or through intuition? Or any forms of meditation? No. We don't accept anything as the source of knowledge other than Vedanta Shastra Shravanam. Therefore, Shrutayaha. Actually, Patanjali is the greatest expert on this, you know, the Ashtanga Yoga. We have mentioned about this in detail many occasions earlier. He is an expert on, you know, on the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi also. Because the teaching of Ashtanga Yoga and the Nirvikalpaka Samadhi is what? He does all of them. Even the expert Patanjali, he came to the conclusion that everything is Dvaitam. From that, it is very clear that Nirvikalpa Samadhi Abhyasa cannot give Advaita Jnanam. If that has to give Advaita Jnanam, Patanjali must be the greatest Advaitin. But he is Advaitin only. From this, it is very, very clear that the source of knowledge is not Samadhi, but it is Shruti. Vedanta Shastram is Shruti. And Shankaracharya knew that there will be confusion, especially in Kali Yuga. And so he says, Pramanam. Pramana means the source of knowledge for what? For Brahma Advitiye. The source of knowledge with respect to the non-dual Brahman, Advitiye. Shrutayaha Pramanam. The Shruti, especially the Vedanta Bhaga, is the Pramanam. And you operate the Shruti Pramanam through what? Through systematic Shravanam. There is no other shortcut. One has to go through Shravanam, then through Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Shloka 479. Iti ku guru vachana shruti pramanat paramavagamya satatva matma yukya prashamita karanaha samahitatma kvachit achalakritihi atmanitishtatobhut. In the previous shloka, Shankaracharya said, the whole Vedantic teaching he tried to summarize. And this summary alone is given elsewhere also by Acharya. Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithyam, Jivo Brahmaivana Paraha, Anena Vedyam, Satchastram, Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Dindima means it's like a drum. Vedanta Dindima is declaration by beating the drum. That means it is an announcement. The most popular summarization of Vedanta is this statement. And after summarizing the Vedantic teaching, the guru now he goes to silence. He just keeps quiet, just closes his eyes and is in silence. So the final parting advice, that is over with the previous shloka, shloka 478. Then we may ask the question, how come Vivaika Chudamani still continues? We should remember always, guru only observed the silence, but the Sishyam is making his own parting remarks, his own expression of gratitude, his own thanksgiving, as we may say, he wants to do. And since Viveka Chudamani and the teaching is too long, the Sishya's thanksgiving is also proportionately long. That is from shloka 479, the present shloka, to shloka 519. The Sishya is thanking the Lord. He is grateful to his own punyam perhaps, grateful to the Shastras and grateful to the Acharya also. All these are expressions of his excitement. And this he did after spending some time in Nididhyasanam. So there is a small gap of Nididhyasanam. So the Guru finished the teaching and the Sishya went into Nididhyasanam. There is a small gap. But we have been, in our classes anyway, we have been giving many such gaps during our weekly webinars. So we will continue. We don't want to give another gap here. So we will just continue. So Acharya says, Iti Guru Vachanat Shruti Pramanat. This is the statement given by an intermediary reporter, we can call. You know, the person who is observing the teaching by the Guru to the Sishya. Because this Sishya goes for a short gap of Nididhyasanam. So the person who is observing, intermediary reporter, he says, that is, the Sishya is understood here. So the second line, Param Sa Tattvam Avagamya. This Sishya grasped Avagamya, the absolute reality, Sa Tattvam. Sa Tattvam means reality, Param means absolute. So Param Sa Tattvam Brahma Ityartaha. That is the Param Tattvam is Brahman. So he grasped Brahman with whose help? Guru Vachanat, with the help of the Guru, with the Guru's teaching, and Shruti Pramanat. Guru did not teach anything as his own philosophy. If any Guru says, I have my own philosophy, what is generally our attitude in our tradition? We do namaskara from a distance to such a person and walk off. We don't accept, because any teaching coming from an original human intellect will be defective. That is proved beyond doubt in the Brahma Sutras. We have studied all possible original teachings from the fertile original intellect of various philosophers, various scholars. Sankhya is one system. Various darshanas, Sankhya darshana, Yoga darshana, Nyaya darshana, Vaisheshika, Bauddha, Jaina, all of them, all these people. They are all giant intellects, great scholars. And still they arrived at various systems of philosophy. And in Brahma Sutra, Vyasacharya analyzes and establishes beyond doubt, logically, that logic will never work. So Vyasacharya establishes logically that logic will never work. Therefore, intellect knows only logic. Buddhi knows only logic. Therefore, human intellect through logic can never arrive at the absolute truth. So if anyone wants to teach his or her own philosophy, our request will be what? I don't want to criticize you, but I don't want that. As Nachiketa said to Yama Dharmaraja in Kathopanishad, everything is wonderful, whatever you are giving me, great. But keep them all with you. So Buddha, I revere, but Buddhism, you don't accept. Similarly, all other philosophies also, Patanjali, sage Patanjali, I revere. But yoga philosophy, not yoga practice is useful to me. Yoga practice I follow, but yoga philosophy I don't. Therefore, Shruti Pramanath, with the help of Shruti and Guru Vakyam. Guru Vakyam is Shastra Vakyam. And not only Guru and Shruti Vakyam, Atma Yuktya, by using one's own intellect, Atma Yukti. Here also we should remember, when we reject the intellect, we only reject what? The independent intellect. But certainly we want to keep the intellect to work along with Shruti. When I say, for example, the same eye example, when we say the eyes cannot see themselves, I don't reject the eyes totally, because I have to introduce the mirror. But to use the mirror, again I need my own eyes. Independent eye cannot see itself, but a mirror-assisted eye can see itself. This is our approach. Similarly, an independent intellect can never know the truth of oneself. But a Shastra and Guru-assisted intellect, that is required. Therefore, Atma Yuktya, using his own discrimination also, Param Satatvam Avagamya. The Shishya grasped the teaching. Not only that, what did he do? Prashamita Karanaha. He felt the need of Nididhyasanam. As we had often said, Nididhyasanam is an optional exercise. If I feel, I require it. And there are so many options of Nididhyasanam also. This all we have said in great detail earlier. Sitting Nididhyasanam can do, as given, for example, you know, in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Or Nididhyasanam in the form of repeated writing, sharing, listening, discussions with other people, teaching to others. They are all Nididhyasanam only. That is keeping the mind in the Shastras in any way a person can do. No one needs to think that sitting in Padmasana and closing the eyes only is Nididhyasanam. Therefore, the student felt the necessity for Nididhyasanam for him. And so, Prashamita Karanaha. Prashamita Karanaha means having withdrawn the sense organs from the Laukika activities. Karana means here all the sense organs, and Prashamitam. Prashamitam means withdrawn. Having withdrawn all the sense organs from wandering. And Samahitatma. Samahitatma means he also focused his mind upon the teaching. How? You know, that we can fill up in any way. By repeated Shravanam, for example, when you do Shravanam, you withdraw your sense organs from all worldly activities. Your mind is 100% available to listen to the teaching. For 1 hour, you are focusing your mind upon, for example, my talk, I suppose. Therefore, you are all doing Nididhyasanam. First few classes are Shravanam perhaps, and maybe after some more classes also maybe Mananam. Later classes, they get converted to Nididhyasanam. That is the hope. Not independent Nididhyasanam, but Guru-assisted Nididhyasanam. Therefore, Samahitatma. Samahita means focus. Atma means mind. It's not Sachidananda Atma, Antakaranam Atma. And Achalakritihi, without any distraction. Chalam is distraction, Achalakritihi, without any disturbance. Undistractedly focused. That person states, he stays Kwachit. Kwachit means, you know, somewhere. There is no specific place. It can be anywhere. Don't ask where it is, because we are not interested in those details at all. It can be anywhere. Where he sat, whether he sat in seclusion or not, whether he closed his eyes, opened his eyes, what Padmasana posture, we are not interested in any of them. What is meant is, he spends some time for internalization. And having gone through that for sufficient length of time as required for each individual, what did he become? Atmanishtaha abhut. He became Atmanishtaha, Brahmanishtaha, Jnananishtaha ityartaha, by which we mean effortless remembrance of the teaching at all times. It is spontaneous. He doesn't have to deliberately remember it anymore. It is spontaneous. It has become his nature. If we have to define Jnananishtha in common terms, it means effortless remembrance of the teaching at all times. It is available, like for example, in modern day parlance, we can call it like liquid cash. Not like a CD or some, you know, investment in some stocks or all that, you know, which are also money. But they are not available as liquid cash for any immediate use. That is not what we want. We want them for immediate use. The knowledge which is like ready cash is available even the worst crisis in my life. That is called Jnana Nishtha. Therefore, Atmanishtaha Achalakritihi. Achalakritihi san Atmanishtaha Abhut. In short, he became a Sthita Prajna of chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita. These are, whose words are these? Not the Guru or Shishya, we should remember, but by the reporter. But here the reporter is Shankaracharya himself. Then what happens? Shloka 480. Kanchit kinchit kalam samadhaya pare brahmani manasam uttaya paramanandat idam vachanam abhravit. Kinchit kalam samadhaya. Dwelling upon this teaching for some time, that is practicing Nididhyasanam, or we can also use the word Samadhi Abhyasa for some time. All these words are all synonyms that you must be already familiar now. In what? Pare Brahmani Manasam. Manasam Samadhaya is the connection. Actually, Manasam Samadhaya. Manasam Samadhaya means what? Focusing the mind. Samadhaya means focusing. Pure Pare Brahmani. Pare Brahmani in Param Brahma, as revealed in the Shastras. So, Pare Brahmani Manasam Samadhaya. And this gives also another clue incidentally, that Vedantic meditation is not to remain silent. It's not blankness or thoughtlessness. We have mentioned this many times earlier. Vedantic meditation is converging one's thoughts or streamlining one's thoughts into the field of Brahman. That is directing the thoughts, not stopping the thoughts. We are not talking about blankness of the mind, as we mentioned so many times. So, Manasam Pare Brahmani Samadhaya. Then he felt Jnanam has been internalized. And therefore, Uthaya. Then he came out of this Nididhyasana. That is, he is no more a sadhaka. He is not even Nididhyasana sadhaka. He never felt the need for Nididhyasanam at all thereafter. And naturally, Paramanandat, the greatest satisfaction, Paramananda or fulfillment, which is Brahma Jnana Pala Anubhavaha. So, Paramanandat Uthaya. Idam Vachanam Abravit. The Sishya, he went back to his Guru, as reported by an intermediary person, maybe Shankaracharya himself. So, what is the sequence now? The teacher taught over so many shlokas, and the student grasped the teaching, and after the conclusion of the teaching by the teacher, the student went into Nididhyasanam for some time. And all this is observed by an intermediate person, here Shankaracharya himself, and he reports. So Shankaracharya alone introduced, actually, if you remember, the Guru and Shishya were in the 49th shloka. There he asked 7 questions. The Shishya asked the teacher, Ko nama bandaha, katamesha agataha, katam pratishtasya katam vimokshaha, kosavanatma paramakatma tayor vivekaha, katamed tuchyatam. That was a question asked by the student. 7 questions were introduced by the Acharya in that shloka. So Shankaracharya, he is now giving the report. Having come back to the Guru again, idam vachanam abravid. The student, having come back to the teacher again, he uttered these words to his Guru. As Arjuna did in the 18th chapter, Nashto Mohaha Smritir Labdha, throughout entire Gita, But Arjuna was asking so many questions, so many doubts, he wants things to be repeated, everything he was doing all the time. But only towards the end, in the 18th chapter, he said, Nashto Mohaha, all my delusion is gone. I have no more confusion. Teaching is very, very clear to me. And here also, the Shishya expresses his relief from Shloka 481 to 519, which is a different topic that we will see in the next webinar. Yo Veda Dau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilinasya Parasamaheshwaraha. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Narayana.